What's going on, everybody? This is Ben from Retro Ben Gaming. With all the craziness happening in the world today, I decided to add a little positivity to it with this podcast. This podcast is going to focus on all things video games, whether it's discussing them, playing them, or just getting them on the cheap. Now, whether you're a PC player or a console player, I believe we all have something to add to this conversation. So I hope you enjoy the podcast, and as always, keep gaming. What's going on, everybody? This is Retro Ben from Retro Ben Gaming. Tonight we're going to look at some of the games that I am really excited about for 2021, particularly the first part of the year. We have a lot of release dates that we can nail down. I know we're a couple weeks into January, but we still have a couple of good choices coming up. Starting with January 28th is Sword of the Necromancer. That's going to be out on the PS4 and 5, the Xbox One, the S and X series, also the Switch and the PC. I look forward to that. It's a really fun game. Also, the 28th is the Yakuza Remastered Collection. That's coming out on Xbox One and PC. Hopefully it stays just the same but looks better. In February, Control is coming out on February 2nd for the PS5, the Xbox X and S series. That's a really fun game. Not exactly sure what they're going to change on it for the new systems. Probably just looks, but I think it plays great right now. If you guys are Neo enthusiasts, February 5th, we have the Neo Collection, Neo 2 Collection, and the Neo 2 Remastered. And those are all on the PS5. I myself have yet to play those games, but they look freaking amazing. I know a lot of people who dig them. February 12th, we have Super Mario 3D World and Bowser's Fury coming out on the Switch. Really excited for that. I think my son is excited for that as well. You can never go wrong with the Mario world, especially when Bowser's a main antagonist, like it looks like it to be in this one, not just some final boss. Also, February 25th, Ghosts and Goblins Resurrection is coming out on the Switch. Now, that could be really fun, or it could be just as painful as the original Ghosts and Goblins. Hopefully both. February 26th, you have Retromania Wrestling. Comes out on the PS4, the Xbox One, the Switch, and the PC. For all you wrestling fans, it looks like this one's going to be a good one to get. Moving on to March. March 2nd, you have Harvest Moon One World, and that's coming out on the Switch. I used to play Harvest Moon. I haven't played the recent ones yet, but I know a lot of people that are fanatics about Harvest Moon. This one should be good. March 16th, Samurai Showdown. That's on the Xbox X and S. Really excited to play that. March 26th, Monster Hunter Rise for the Switch. I will play anything Monster Hunter related, and I will play this one. That's for dang sure. In April 1st, Outriders comes out. That's PS4, PS5, Xbox X, S, Xbox One, and the PC. That looks like an extremely fun game. April 9th, you have Legend of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel 4. Now, I myself am not a fan of that, but I'm excited for it to come out because it looks good, and I know a lot of people who love playing that series of games, so I'm looking forward to it as well. That comes out on the Switch and the PC. Also, April 30th, new Pokemon Snap comes out for the Switch. May, the only real game I'm super excited about in May is Deathloop. We got the Groundhog of video games, and that looks extremely fun. It looks like one of those games where you just constantly learn and learn, and I'll be amazed to see who the quickest person to beat the game will be, what time they get, but it looks really fun. That's on May 21st. That comes out for the PS5 and the PC. June 22nd, you have Back for Blood. Comes out on the PS5, the PS4, the Xbox XS, Xbox One, and the PC. Now, that comes from the developers of Left 4 Dead, that team. Looks to be like a super fun kind of group zombie killing game. Enjoyed Left 4 Dead. I'll probably enjoy this one too. Some games that are to be announced. As soon as we find out some release dates for these games, we will definitely talk about them. But as of right now, they're kind of in the limbo. That's going to be Axiom Verge 2, Disgaea 6. Huge Disgaea fan. Own every single one of them. They can get long, they get tedious, but they're fun. Far Cry 6, Ghostwire Tokyo. Really excited for that. Halo Infinite. Looking forward to that. Okay, and this is probably the one I'm looking forward to the most on this list. Horizon Forbidden West. Huge fan of the first Horizon. Frustrating game, but fun game. I liked it a lot, and I can't wait to play this one. Lego Star Wars The Saga. sorry, the Skywalker Saga. You can never go wrong with a Lego game. The PC MMO New World, Amazon, looks good. Hopefully it's good. Hopefully it's not a train wreck, but it looks really good. Resident Evil Village, Saga Frontier Remastered. That's going to be super fun. State of Decay 3. Now, I did not like State of Decay 1. State of Decay 2, I guess I didn't like it either. So a lot of people said State of Decay 3 should be good. Hopefully, because it has so much potential. But man, the first two games were just a tedious nightmare. And last, System Shock Remastered. For all you 90s babies out there, if you remember that. Anyway, those are the things I'm looking forward to. Also, right now, GameStop is having, as usual, they're having their sales. They are pushing to get all of the older content out. So you're getting some really, really good deals. I know right now they have any game $4.99 and below is $5 for $10, so essentially $2 each. That's a really good steal if you can find games that are worth it. And if you can find games that are available, that's the first thing you need to do when you click on the filter is click available now. And that gets rid of a lot of the games that you think you're going to get pick up. But as soon as you click on it, you can't add it to the cart. Also, the PlayStation Store is having a huge sale right now. They have a lot of games that are $20 and under. Really good picks. So I would suggest if y'all need something to do, got some money and time on your hands, check out either one of those deals. You shouldn't be disappointed. I know I'm probably going to pick up a few games on the PlayStation Store or complete my collection. But that's it for right now. Hope you guys have a good weekend. Talk to you later. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please take a second to subscribe. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can at retrobengaming@gmail.com. Thanks again, and as always, keep gaming.